WCHV time is 8:15. Mac McDonald has his notebook out. Good morning, Brother Mac. What's going on?
Hey, Joe. Good morning. Yeah, it's going to be a big weekend. Lots going on. 2018, you know, is always going to be remembered as the UMBC year when the topic of Virginia basketball comes up. The 16-1 NCAA upset when the Cavs bowed out of the tournament in March. Remember? Okay, on January 27th of that year, the Cavaliers were number two and Duke was number four. Over the previous 6 years, Duke had lost five home games. With all of the Ty Jerome, Kyle Guy, and DeAndre Hunter accomplishments, the 65-63 win 3 years ago was the first win in Cameron for the Wahoos since 1995. Here it goes.
Virginia with the ball, up by two, 45 seconds left. Probably a late flash, a turn, attack, and kick. Ooh, goodness, Jerome. Oh, he's lethal! It's a three! Some oogits early, but it's caught! 63-58, Ty Jerome with a triple.
Oh, onions from Bill Raftery. While Duke has been struggling and tomorrow night's game is not near as attractive as that one, if UVA wants to hold on to the COVID Invitational regular season title, well, it's pretty big. Now, Duke is coming off a 24-point road win against Wake. The Blue Devils have won five of the last seven in the series, and the Cavaliers are just 4-9 against Duke in the past 10 years. The early line, Virginia favored by a half point. All right, when Roy Williams, UNC's head basketball coach, heard that his team is 353rd in the country in home games played, he didn't mind his senior athletic staff posting on Twitter saying, "Hey, wanted, home games." Carolina beat Northeastern this week, and tomorrow will host Louisville. The game has true meaning since Tobacco Road is on the bubble. Roy said, "Look, this is how I grew up. We need to play."
When I was in Little League, if we had 15 games, I wanted to play 15. If one got rained out, I wanted to be rescheduled. When I was a high school coach, we had 20 regular season games. If one got snowed out, I wanted to be rescheduled. And so that's what we were trying to do, is just to get some more games and then get some more home games.
Yeah. So why is this important? Well, a couple of notes for you as you head into the weekend. The last time Duke and North Carolina missed the NC2A tournament the same year, 1974.
Whoa.
Throw in Kentucky, the Cats are 7-13. The last year, Kentucky, UNC, and Duke all missed the tournament. Joe, I'll give you a hint. Roger Maris hit 61 dingers that summer.
Oh, man. Was there even an NCAA tournament? Yeah, how many teams played in it?
There were like 16, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
But that 1961, the last time Kentucky, Carolina, and Duke, and throwing Kansas, and I don't know if it's ever happened.
Oh, man.
There's a lot of combinations there on how many. It's something like either Kansas, Kentucky, Carolina, or Duke have appeared in 19 of the last 29. No, have won 19 of the last 29 national titles. I think that's the number.
That's a number for you.
Anyway, well, have a good Friday. I guess you guys are gonna. It's gonna start to warm up a little bit for you, right? Yeah.
Sun's gonna come out at least. So sun's out, guns out, right?
Yeah, that's a good thing.
What do you think I meant? No, you don't want to see this in a tank top. That's not what I meant. Anyway, I'll talk to you later, Mac.
All right, have a good couple. We'll see you Monday morning.